The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Rebrand! Ding!
Rebrand!
Hello, beloved consumers! I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions. I'm a little sleepy girl, but here we are. I'm manufacturing as much energy as I possibly can.
Here we are in another drowsy podcast.
Honey, we have a guest. Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited to have our guest today. He's a hilarious comedian in Los Angeles, California. You're going to love him. Guys, it's Jacob Radner.
Hey, thanks for having me on the cast today.
Oh, you went with cast, not pod.
I'm different. I'm trying to forge a new thing. Saying cast.
I love apostrophe cast.
Jacob just rebranded podcasts, I think.
Yeah.
In one foul swoop.
Came in and did our jobs way better than us.
Well, I think this is over. I think you have an episode.
The perfect 30-second podcast.
Yeah. Rebranding podcast. That's great.
It's the length that all podcasts should be. Exactly 30 seconds.
That's really going to catch on with Gen Alpha, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've destroyed their attention span, so that's all they're going to be able to handle. It's Skibbity Toilet and 30-second podcast.
And cast.
A Skibbity Cast. That's all for the Generation Betas out there. That's a real thing. My cousin just had a baby yesterday, and it's Generation Beta.
No, wow. I can't.
And congratulations to your...
Yes. Hey, Kendra, if you're listening, congrats.
I rescind. No, I invalidate the congratulations, because I can't handle that there's another generation. Beta?
You're conveying deepest apologies to the new mother.
Well, it's your fault we have a new generation, Mom.
Congrats on your skibbity child.
Beta? Wait, then how old are the alphas now?
They're 47.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I know. It goes flies by, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm so bummed that I know about that.
We're going to have a generation alpha president in a couple of years.
Ah, fuck.
That's wild.
They're like, bet, skibbity, I'm the Rizzler. And you're like, he's got my vote.
I'd vote for that right now. That sounds like a great campaign speech.
So Jacob brought us a subject with which to, or a place with which to rebrand.
Yes, I think that we should rebrand the country of France. You may know them as Napoleon, Eiffel Tower, Ratatouille. They have like a dumb language called French. You might listen to this and you might think, oh, Jacob's xenophobic. That's not true. I love every European country around France. Now, I have never been to France, but I don't want to, okay? Terrible country, probably.
I like the admission of ignorance up top, I think.
Oh, yeah. James going in hard with contempt prior to investigation.
I don't know it, and I don't like it, and I don't want to.
What I don't like about it is that it's weird and new.
Exactly.
I'm going to say a little bit about how Wikipedia describes France. France, officially the French Republic, which I'm like, all right. So I'm a little bit on Jacob's side here, where I'm like, oh, you're officially the French Republic?
I think a huge part of their brand that needs readdressing is that they come across as a little fucking pretentious, baby. Yeah.
French Republic? What? We're Republic and we don't have it in the name, okay?
We have so many names, though, to be fair.
It's because we're number one, baby.
Skibbity. Bet. So France, officially the French Republic, is a country located primarily in what do you mean primarily in Western Europe? Oh, because of the regions and territories from all the colonialization that France did.
That's why it needs rebranding,
That's
okay?
why it needs rebranding. That's true. It's a semi-presidential republic with its capital in Paris, the country's largest city, and main cultural and commercial center. But they spelled center C-E-N-T-R-E. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
Livid.
I don't like it. I also don't like that they're a semi-presidential, like, republic. Like, make up your mind. Either president or no president. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, it's real waffly.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Semi-presidential?
They're French, so it means the president only works 3 days out of the year. That's...
I have to say, I do love that about France. They don't answer emails. They don't go to work.
Oh, it's great. If they didn't force their children to smoke cigarettes, I think they'd be the perfect...
How many false claims can we make about France?
Well, no one is over 5'4".
That's true. You have to wear a beret or you get shot. Death penalty instantly.
There's snipers on every rooftop.
Yeah. Every morning they pledge allegiance to baguettes.
You want to know a fun fact about my mother's home country, Thailand?
Mm.
The word for foreigners in Thai is phalang, which comes from franc, from the French word for their unit of money, their unit of currency.
Yeah.
So Thailand has never been colonized, but there were French perverts all up in there trying to spend their coin.
Spending their filthy francs as sex money.
Yeah, sex money. And so phalang is now how you refer to a foreigner. There are so many French weirdos trying to colonize or get strange or whatever that enough Thai people heard the word franc or franc and associated it with foreigners that is just now the word.
I also associate them with bicycles.
And you're anti-bicycle.
I'm not anti-bicycle, but I'm anti it when French people do it. Because they got their like really long legs and they're like, oh, I'm making it up the hill, you know? I don't like it.
No, like, they do have impossibly long legs.
They do. All of them.
Yeah, they're like spiders.
I feel like you guys are basing your perception of French people on the film The Triplets of Belleville. The animated feature Triplets of Belleville.
I associate them with food that I'm not sophisticated enough to eat. A lot of creams, a lot of butters, a lot of animal cruelty. Like, I associate a lot of that.
Foie gras, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I will say, if I may, devil's advocate, defend the French from moment.
I think you should, because if we sign off of this podcast and then we look at our listenership, what if everyone in France is listening to Rebrand?
We don't want all of France as an op.
I want to preemptively apologize if you have to translate a lot of very angry comments. My legs are very short, actually.
Well, I was just going to say, I bet their animal cruelty is not as severe as ours.
That is probably true, but to be fair, we are the best at it.
If our goal is terrorizing animals, we're the greatest country that's ever been.
Because I'm proud to be an American, where at least my cows are scared.
You can't see, but I was saluting during that entire...
Jacob's actually crying.
Yeah.
From pride.
This is beautiful.
It's so funny to be an American right now critiquing any other place in the entire world.
We gotta find somebody to talk shit about. You know who sucks? Canada? Like, nah, look in the mirror, motherfucker.
Well, when we were talking about this as a possible rebrand, I was that, you know, because Paris is considered the city of love, but every American that goes there is afraid that French people are gonna be mean to them. And so I wonder if maybe the rebrand for France could be like, it's a place of haters. Maybe Ooh. We rebrand, we do the flip-flop.
Lean into it. Like, make it kind of the villain. A little bit.
The French, historically, have been pretty metal. They cut their rich people's heads off. They do conquest. Would that help with your issues with France? Is it the dissonance between how people see France and the way you see France that bothers you?
I think it's just the way they act and behave that bugs me.
Yeah, it's the mere sight of them.
Yeah, I don't like it. But honestly, if France had the feel of like one of those diners where they're purposely rude to you, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, like Ed DeBevick's in Chicago.
But yes, if we just made all of France... This is their nightmare. All of France and Ed DeBevick's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a croissant?
I love a croissant. Yo,
they're so good.
They're incredible. They're so good.
If France does one thing right, it's bread, okay?
It's delectable, flaky, chewy, warm bread. Would you travel to France if there was a restaurant shaped like a giant croissant, served by people wearing croissant outfits? They serve exclusively croissants.
Yes. I would. It'd be a lot of work. I don't know if I like croissants so much that I would go to France.
What would make you go to France?
Okay, what would make me go to France is I'm a big fan of the Pixar movie Ratatouille.
Who isn't?
Yeah, so I think if they made the whole country just like a Ratatouille tourist attraction, I would probably go to France.
I hear that. Let's appoint beloved comedian Patton Oswalt as...
The president of France, the semi-president of France.
Yeah, I was going to say like the head of tourism or something, but I love semi-president.
Well, there are places where like dogs are mayors. We could do that France... It's like Patton Oswalt and a rat are both presidents.
What if it's Patton Oswalt and a rat controlling him as the president? I think
a rat controlling him, it's a Freaky Friday vice versa switch.
Yeah.
And not even like an animatronic rat, just a rat.
Yeah. Just a real rat.
Stapled to his head.
Well, Patton Oswalt would be wearing the big chef hat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, let's call that a go.
So, okay, so we have Patton Oswalt and his rat, with which he is inextricably now physically linked as president.
Right? I'll remind you, you said stapled.
Stapled with no medical attention stapled to it post-stapling.
By the way, I love Patton Oswalt, one of my heroes. I met him once, real nice guy.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Sorry, we're stapling a rat to him in our...
I think he gets it.
That's true, if anybody does.
And then I feel like Paris, if we're going to sort of rebrand the whole country as the movie Ratatouille, obviously we would have a Gusteau's, right? Would be like a big, I don't know where like the one of the more famous French restaurants is, where, you know, it's probably been there for centuries. Make them leave. Replace it with Gusteau's, the fictional chef. And then you would have the Ratatouille restaurant. Man, we have the whole country to work with. One city we could just completely remake to look like the caves that Remy lived in before he went to the surface world.
I love that.
That'd be quite beautiful, actually.
It's only Ratatouille if it comes from the Ratatouille region of France. That's what they say. I would really just want statues of Remy. So like a lot of people could go and take pictures with it and stuff.
Yeah.
When you said that, immediately my brain went to that you were going to mandate people to pray to it at a certain time every day. I don't know why that's where my brain leapt. Like Muslim prayer where you have to face, isn't there like a...
Yeah, 5 times a day they face Mecca. They I don't think Mecca. We should do this on it. Well, I like, well, it's fun because it sounds like to me what you're describing is Universal Studios, there's like the Quickie Mart from The Simpsons. So you're suggesting that, but it's an entire country.
Yes.
Yeah, like there's no real shops. It's all just Ratatouille gift shops.
And it's all so-so versions of the food from the movie Ratatouille.
Oh, it's not even good.
I mean, it's real hard to keep those things consistent. If you're just a corporate entity. It's really the opposite of artisanal bespoke food creation.
Yeah. Oh, God. I feel like we've made France a terrible place.
I'm going to ask you another question, Jacob. How do you feel about brie cheese?
I hate cheese just in general.
You hate cheese. No wonder you hate France.
I know.
So that's you fair. Got a busy tummy and France is going to pay. That's what we're...
Exactly. Because of my IBS, France is now a theme park, is what I'm trying to say.
That's the most American sentence I've ever heard.
When I was a child, I used to drink a Miralax smoothies every day to help me just get through the day. So,
what does a Miralax smoothie consist? Obviously Miralax, but what else goes on?
It's chocolate milk and it's Miralax mixed together. And does it mix well? No, it doesn't. So it's basically you're drinking chocolate milk and then at the bottom of chocolate milk is just like vaguely chocolate flavored Miralax clumps.
God, no wonder you hate France.
I know.
Okay, so we have the option of turning France into a Ratatouille theme park. That's on the table.
Devastating the culture of France.
Absolutely demolishing the American touch, if you will, onto
That's
the entire
right.
country
we
of France.
We turn it into our Las Vegas. Okay. And honestly, guys, I think we're going to face some pushback from the people of France.
I can't even tell that what they're mad about. I'm. It's like, if you're going to yell at me, speak English.
One of my favorite theme park rides is the Fast and the Furious ride because it's fucking hilarious. Mm. It's like a real mediocre ride and it's mostly like a weird movie where Vin Diesel yells the word family.
It's not even really a ride. It comes at the end of the tram tour at Universal Studios, which is quite long. And at the end, they're like, we got to stop in this warehouse to do some automotive work on the tram. And then all of a sudden, what? And then Vin Diesel shows up. So the screens are like floor to ceiling. So they're big enough that presumably you would be like, oh, okay, so Vin Diesel is supposed to be the same size as me, but he's not. He's like slightly too small. He's like the size of a middle school child or something. Like he's like a little too small.
I was sobbing with laughter.
I need to go.
What if we give France their version of that where they have one-hour period to convince us that their culture has value? And we're going to do it through our favorite form of American education, which is through tram.
I like it.
It allows them to say, like, look, historically, we've got great writers. We changed cinema. My mom went to France one time. She said, Morty, that's what she calls me. She goes, Morty, you would love it here. She goes, everybody dresses like you. She sent me this cashmere sweater that I wore for 3 years straight. It was gorgeous. Nothing else at the time fit my body because I'm apparently French sized. So I know they make a good sweater. I like their cheese. I like the fact that they're chill. I just don't like that they feel like I'm dumb.
But what if you went in knowing that that was the vibe? And they were kind of roasting you in an Ed DeBevics way. That's why I'm wondering if maybe that's our winner.
I think you could combine the Ratatouille thing and the Bevics thing, where it's just a Ratatouille theme park where everybody is very mean to you.
So good. It's like people in human-sized Ratatouille costumes refusing to take a photograph with your child.
No. They're just like, no.
I want a guy dressed as the redhead from Ratatouille to put a cigarette out on my croissant. That's... All the pictures in the Louvre should be replaced with just behind-the-scenes art from Ratatouille. Isn't that where Roman Polanski lives in France?
And I think it's where Woody Allen's making movies right now too.
We gotta sniff him out. This is the problem.
The real open arms to art.
So like, France could have like how Disney has like the Hall of Presidents. France could have like the Hall of Perverts, and it's just animatronic perverts that have moved to France. I think that'd be perfect.
So I'm gonna tell you what a rebranded France would be like to me. You go to France and they automatically forgive us for being American.
Okay.
Look, hey, I'm sorry. I know what we're currently doing. I know what we did. I'm so fucking sorry. I'm sorry for Fear Factor.
So when you enter, part of passport control is you say I'm sorry.
I know we're loud and fat. I'm sorry.
They say, I know we're judgmental and we colonize many countries.
What if in order to get a visa, you have to write an apology letter to France?
And what about if it's a pen pal situation, then you receive a letter that apologizes for the air of superiority that is so clearly part of the problem?
Good luck getting them to do that, okay?
Okay, so there's an apology, there's an amends process.
Yeah.
Then you get in the country, then what happens?
Then I go to a store and they have American-sized clothes and French-sized clothes, all right? And then we go to a restaurant, okay? And
so you want France to be half America, half France?
Isn't that what everyone wants?
No!
No, this is located near the airport.
You want an American-safe area.
So I'm gently walked into the French experience.
I think it was Italy that I went with my pal Imani, and we met someone who had been traveling for a while who was from America, and there was a diner that she'd gone to that was an Italian's version of a diner, of a real American diner, because she kind of missed home, and so she went and had dinner there, and it was like the most caricature-y version of, like, there's like horse heads coming out of the walls, there's cowboy attire ever, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, hilarious, like cartoony versions of
caricature of a diner.
Look, I am so glad that you brought up Italy, because it's a bordering country with France, and it's such a perfect country. I love Italy so much. They're almost like better France in a way, because they've got great food, they've got great people, they've got beautiful art, beautiful coastline. So I think if we just renamed France to Worse Italy so that people knew what they were getting when they went to France, I think that could solve a lot of problems.
It's going to require a reissue of all maps and globes.
We've got time.
You could also name Italy Better France if you wanted to do that. Seeing as you previously brought up Vin Diesel, I think a way to do this would be to remake every classic French movie, but have the main actor played by Vin Diesel.
So we've got Breathless.
Yes.
Right. Are we doing a thing where we remake it, or are we digitally inserting Vin Diesel into the film?
Full remake.
Okay, great, great.
Everybody speaks French except for Vin Diesel, speaks English and doesn't know what's going on. 400 Below, is that?
400 like Below, yeah.
Yes. I want that starring The Rock and Vin Diesel. And I want Pepsi to sponsor a lot of it. So he's in a cafe, and they're both drinking Pepsi, and it's like, oh, whatever, communism, you know, the farms or whatever 400 Below was about. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
That sounds right.
Yeah, right?
And he comes in, he's like, I'm so exhausted from all this rural farming I've been doing. Give me 1 32-ounce Pepsi.
I feel like every podcast we do now, you do an impression or a voice that is nigh unintelligible. And I love it.
It's me, Vin Diesel family.
What, did you say it's me, Vin Diesel family?
Oh, another 32-ounce Pepsi family. I'm sorry your farm is struggling, but this Pepsi is so good.
I would watch a 4-hour black and white movie of Vin Diesel being a struggling mime in France. I can't get out of this invisible box. I'm so glad I have my Pepsi in here.
So really what you guys want France to be is a smaller America, it seems like. You're sort of advocating for a colonial takeover of a former colonial power.
I hate the word takeover, but I think you're right.
I think that's perfect.
What I really like about the sort of exchanging of amends is that France and America are meeting each other halfway. So maybe there's a little bit, maybe we need to bring a little French culture here as well to kind of inoculate the American.
That is a great idea. We should annex Quebec. 52nd state?
Yeah.
Or is it first? Do we have 51 states? I don't know. And I'm an American, so I don't need to, okay?
still at 50, I think.
Yeah, okay. And every American has to spend at least a week in Quebec, and then we're allowed to go to France.
And if you can't handle Quebec, you don't get to go to France. You need a stamp on your apology to France when you go, because that's also being implemented.
Best to go through two layers of security. The Quebec guy has to accept your apology, and then the actual French guy has to accept your apology.
The French guy's just smoking so bored, not even looking
at the stamping and stamping.
Well, you know, give him a break. He works one day a week. It's fine.
He eats the greatest food of all time.
And works one day a week.
And naps 3 hours a day. Which, honestly, is so clear that we're just jealous.
I'm so jealous.
It's so good. I've never... When you went, honey, how was France?
It's beautiful. The food's great. But I didn't, like, really fall in love with it the way that I fell in love with, like, the Netherlands or Florence or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it is empirically better than here.
Jacob is furious.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it makes sense. Florence and the Netherlands are both nice places, unlike France.
France is just cigarette-smoking rat feces in Jacob's mind.
Again, I have never been, so...
I love that hellscape vision. It's rat smoking cigarettes and shitting.
Just psychos on bikes with 6-foot legs.
Mime is the number one profession.
I'm also just picturing our neighborhood where every third person is a mime and how happy that would make a French person.
They'd love it.
There are French mimes who like preface breakdancing. Their ability to move in ways that are captivating is kind of amazing to see, actually. Uh-huh. There's a real depth to the art. I never thought I'd be defending miming in my life. Here I am. If I'm watching these people, I'm like, oh my God, it looks like he's walking against the wind with his little tiny Pomeranian.
Yeah, there's artistry in it.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's pretty cool. Sorry, Jacob.
I don't know. They just seem like pretentious clowns to me. That's like, it feels like a clown that thinks he's better than me.
This makes me think, what if? Because it seems like the core of the issue is that Americans feel like French people think that they're better than us. Mm-hmm. So what if we asked them to amend the French flag and it just says on the bottom, we don't think we're better than you?
I would like France more if they did that. Would it be written in English or French?
That's a good question. You know, it could be French and then they could tell you it means whatever you want it to mean.
Or as a show of unity, French and then English. Ignoring all the other languages of the planet.
Especially the ones of the countries they directly border.
Yeah. I don't trust them to not write something mean in French and then tell us it means something nice. They've got like a Riviera. What's so great about that? Either have a river or have an ocean.
They're straddling too many ideas, it seems like. Semi-presidents, Rivieras.
We can see how well it's going right now to have a full president. That's going so beautifully for us at the moment. Somebody with a little less power might not be a terrible idea at this point.
Well, he's not a president unless it's from the president region of France. That's what they say.
I would describe this episode as perfectly convoluted. Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, Jacob. You're fucking awesome.
Thank you so much for having me on the rebrand. I'm a big fan of the cast, so...
That's so
it's
nice.
It's very cool. This is kind of like my Make-A-Wish.
We could rebrand Make-A-Wish where they do it for people who are like also doing okay, just like having a little bit of a hard time.
I think that's just called like a birthday gift. I think that's...
Hey, where can people find you and see your excellent comedy?
Yes, follow me at Jacob Ratner Comedy. That is RATTNER Comedy, or Jacob's Comedy Show on TikTok.
And where can they find us, Sonny?
You can find us on the socials at Rebrand the Pod, on our Discord at Rebrand the Pod, and email us any suggestions at rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com, and leave us a wild amount of comments on the podcast places, and give us lots of stars also.
All the stars.
As many stars as you're capable.
Apologies to the country of France and all of its denizens, but not really.
Yo, and I love those movies. Those, like, yeah, Breathless is incredible.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. French is empirically a mecca of art and culture.
Look, if I had healthcare and 52 weeks of vacation, I would be so happy. Yeah. So I get it. Yeah. I'm just jealous.
Yeah,
the rebrand is just that we become citizens of France. And live much happier
lives.
Can
you do? Will you actually just take us, please? I know we insulted you for 30 minutes, but can you, please?
Thanks, you guys.
We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Rebrand. Ding.
Rebrand.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.